Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there have been 695 cases of measles this year. This is the highest number since 2000, when officials had declared measles eradicated in the U.S. They say vaccination is the best way to protect against the disease. Nearly half the Democratic presidential field took the stage at Texas Southern University today for an event billed as the first ever presidential candidate forum focused on women of color. Andrew Schneider of Houston Public Media reports on the She the People Forum.
Some of the biggest cheers went to the last three speakers. Beto O'Rourke said he would hold legally accountable Trump administration officials responsible for family separation at the border.
Without accountability, you won't have justice. Without justice, you will not have rule of law in this country. And without accepting that no person, no matter what office he occupies, is above the law, then this country's not going to fulfill its promise or live according to its constitution.
Bernie Sanders called Donald Trump, quote, a cowardly authoritarian president who'd only won office by stoking hatred. And Elizabeth Warren called for action on the opioid crisis similar to that against AIDS. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
President Trump says the White House will fight all subpoenas. Various House committees are investigating his businesses, his family, and his actions as president. The president says no more investigations are needed after the release of the special counsel's report.
It was the most thorough investigation probably in the history of our country. I think I read where they interviewed 500 people. I say it's enough. Get back to infrastructure. Get back to cutting taxes. Get back to lowering drug prices. That's what we should be doing.
He said his White House will refuse to cooperate with further congressional investigations, that the Democrats are just trying to win the election in 2020. Facebook expects to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion in a settlement with federal regulators. NPR's Arthi Shahani reports.
Facebook has been in negotiations with the Federal Trade Commission following concerns the company violated a 2011 consent decree. Back then, company leaders promised to give consumers clear and prominent notice when sharing their data with others and getting express consent. But experts say Facebook broke its promise. Just one example, giving user data to the political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica. Facebook estimates the fine will be in the $3 to $5 billion range. The tech giant disclosed that figure in its Q1 financial results. Total revenue for the quarter, more than $15 billion. So whatever the fine is, Facebook has the money to pay for it. Arthi Shahani, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower today. The Dow lost 59 points. The S&P was down 6. This is NPR News. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has rolled out its updated rules for next year's Oscars. They feature a few changes, but as NPR's Colin Dwyer reports, the most controversial proposal didn't make the list.
It had been shaping up to be a clash of titans. Steven Spielberg and some other Hollywood heavyweights wanted to make it tougher for streaming services to compete for Oscars. The streaming services, meanwhile, pushed back hard. Even the Justice Department waded in, warning that such restrictions could violate antitrust rules. In the end, the fight kind of fizzled out. The Academy is leaving its eligibility rules unchanged for next year, leaving its door open for Netflix and other streamers. The Academy did make some changes, though, including a move to rename the category for foreign language films. Just call it the International Feature Film category now. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.
The Supreme Court ruled today that employees can't bring a class action lawsuit against their employer unless the company has explicitly agreed to that in a contract. In a 5-4 decision, the justices agreed with the company, Lamps Plus, that workers could only resolve disputes by individual arbitration. A warehouse worker had filed a class action lawsuit after a hacker obtained his and other employees' personal information. The National Rifle Association is suing Los Angeles over a new law that requires contractors who want to do business with the city disclose any ties to the gun rights group. The NRA says the law violates the First Amendment right to free speech and association. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.